Would you join me in prayer? Father, Son, Holy Spirit, let your glory fall. Let your presence fill us and fill me as I seek to say your words. In Jesus' name. Jarvis, would you come up, please? Now, many of you know him, and he's truly a Renaissance man. And brave, too, because I called him up towards the end of the week, and I said, would you help me with a sermon? And he said, yes. So just bear in mind if on a Wednesday or a Thursday you're getting a call from me. I wanted to talk about the creative power of the Holy Spirit. And I wanted to talk how that Spirit interacts with our human spirit. That God created us in His own image. He breathed life into us. In fact, it says not only into one of us, but all of us. And as we express ourselves in the Spirit, then the Creator's Spirit begins to create something. But there are difficulties as we seek to do this, and there are things we have to do. So I asked him to start off by playing a little bit on his violin. Did you know he could play that well? I asked him actually to bring his violin out of tune. Now, if you wait there a minute. And at times we get out of tune with God and with the Spirit. And when we get out of tune with the Spirit, a lot of things happen that aren't good. I was talking to Jim Barber, and he was telling me about his daughter, who's got a grandchild now, about how when she was little, he would come home from Ford, and let's say it was a hard day, and he was a bit frazzled. And she would go to her daddy. Is it okay if I use you in another way? So you're eager for that phone call now, aren't you? And she would talk to him. Have you ever come home from a real long day and you, God forbid you'd never do this to your wife but or a spouse, but perhaps maybe your child is talking and they don't have 100% attention. Has that ever happened? So Jim was saying how she was talking to him and he's going, yes, dear, yes. And then she went and she said, Daddy, and she kept talking to him till he tuned in. Nature of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is that God is with us, but we get out of tune. And have you already returned it? He's fast. I'm going to read you a quote. There's a fellow named Frank Laubach. Actually, one of my heroes. He's famous for literacy. He introduced literacy and got the literacy program maybe more than anyone in the world and throughout the world. teaching people to read, and wonderful things. And he's a very powerful man of peace also. And he kept seeking to understand God more. He kept seeking to be closer to God. He realized he was doing good things for God, but he wanted something more. And as he tuned more and more into God, he said these words: "Obstacles which I once would have regarded as insurmountable are melting away like a mirage. People are becoming friendly who suspected or neglected me. I feel like one who has had his violin out of tune with the orchestra. And at last is in harmony with the music of God's universe." Would you just play something a tad more in tune? In tune? Or you could whatever, yes. Does that touch you? As here is a tone. Would you say that's a happy tune? We have opportunities when we get out of tune with God, and God calls us to get in tune. I'll come back to this side of it. But one of the things that happens in our life, in the life of the Spirit, is that we have what I probably would call spiritual pneumonia. Spiritual pneumonia. How many of you have ever had pneumonia? It's not fun, is it? You search for breath. Sometimes you choke. There's congestion in your lungs. And that which is in your lungs is actually in the way of the lining of the lungs that takes that oxygen and sends it to your bloodstream. And so there are things in the way, of receiving the life-giving breath that's out there. And so the sort of natural thing is you cough a lot, trying to get it out of your lungs. And you do all sorts of stuff, breathing exercises. Have you ever blown the ping pong thing? Either as a preventative or whatever. And a host of other things. And inhalants. It is to clear your lungs so you can receive the Spirit. That seeking of God, when we had the prayer of confession, that's seeking to clear that which is in the way of receiving the life-giving Spirit of God. Does that make sense? You see, it gets in the way. As God, as in the day of creation, when it said God breathed life upon the surface of the earth, and things were created, that breath of life hasn't stopped. It's there, and again and again, it seeks to breathe life into us. Now, when he played Danny Boy, it's a reminder of the sadness. When we have sadness, or sorrow, or loss, when we feel distant from God, when we can express that to God, when we get in tune with God, even in our sorrows, some beautiful sounds come out. And some of the tunes tunes that I really enjoy are some of those tunes, like Danny Boy, where it's just, you know. Someone once said that the Irish make such good music because they have so much songs. And they're, in each of our cultures, there's time when that's expressed. And when we express that which is tugging at us and getting us in the way, and we add the breath of life to it, God makes a difference. Now, there's another verse in there that is very helpful. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Emil Brunner did a book entitled Truth as Encounter. He's a theologian. And he said we seek not just to understand Scripture or theology so that we can get an A in our courses. We seek it so that we have a better understanding with the person of God who we wish an encounter with, a relationship with. And the function of the Holy Spirit is to interact with our human spirit so that we can express all that God is doing. In John, when it says, I will not leave you comfortless, I will send you a comforter or counselor. The Greek word is paraclete, and you've all heard that before. Well, maybe not all of you, but most of you. And that paraclete is from two words in Greek that they add together. One is para. That means to come alongside. So it's not just it's to be in the presence with God. And we let God come alongside and our life makes a difference. Well, para means to come alongside, crete. In the Greek, it's a little different, but same word. Means called to come alongside. And it's that call, that voice within. It's that voice within that brings understanding. Anne wanted to give me information about her coming up here. And sure enough, I was in one room of my apartment and my phone was on a charger in the other. And I was working a lot that day. So she called me about 7 or 8 times. And I didn't answer because I didn't hear it. And I said, I didn't say anything because I didn't hear it. So then she sent me an email, and in her particular directness, she has a wonderful way of getting to the point. She sent me an email at least once, and it said, call me. I'm sure, actually, to be fair to Pat, it was in the tone of, call me, dear. So I gave you the benefit of the doubt. And then I was Skyping for some reason or other. I guess I wasn't Skyping. I was doing something. So then she Skyped me. That's some sort of crazy thing where you can look the person in the face. So she Skyped me because I was working on my computer. And then she called me. And what do you suppose she said? Why? Why didn't you call me? The Spirit is calling us to be in step with Him so that we don't walk alone, so that we will, what will we do? Somehow I thought he'd get it, right? So that we will walk by faith. Now, if you you look at this in the context of this, a lot of verses I could read you, this call is for us to be one with God. And when we get this call, and especially when we feel sorrow, or when we feel joy, and when we wish to get in step, we come together to worship. Why don't you play something else? Do you want something happy? A jig. Something we can get in step. Take a moment. Oh, go ahead. Turn it up a little bit. Now, by the way, is there any place better than the sanctuary to try to get into and for God? We are a body of Christ because as we get in tune with God, we get in tune with the orchestra. Let's get in tune again. Thanks for coming alongside us and realize that the Spirit that comes to us, it comes to breathe life. And we have to clear out that which is in the way of sin, not listening. And as we respond to this call, as the Spirit comes alongside us, we are empowered to be alongside each other and to even dwell on how indescribable is the love of God and His glory.